CRI News, this is Wen Jie. Chinese President Xi Jinping has called for more efforts to push green development and green lifestyles. Xi Jinping, also General Secretary of the Communist Party of China Central Committee, says green efforts help balance economic growth and environmental protection. He's made the comment at a study session attended by members of the Political Bureau of the CPC Central Committee. During the meeting, the Chinese leader also lists six key tasks, including speeding up the transformation of growth models and intensifying anti-pollution measures. The Chinese government has allocated more than 140 billion yuan this year to keep pace with the needs of poverty relief. Finance officials say among the funding, 86 billion yuan comes from the central government. That figure is up 30% from last year. At the end of last year, China still had more than 43 million impoverished rural residents. The Chinese government has vowed to lift all the rural impoverished out of poverty by 2020 to build a moderately prosperous society. A high-ranking symposium has been held in Beijing to mark the 20th anniversary of implementing the basic law of the Hong Kong Special Administrative Region. Addressing the symposium, top legislator Zhang Dejiang calls for comprehensive and precise implementation of the principle of one country, two systems and the basic law. The symposium is held to celebrate the 20th anniversary of Hong Kong's return to the motherland. Prime Minister Theresa May says the threat level for terrorism in Britain has been reduced from critical to severe. Analysts say the change indicates an attack is highly likely, rather than imminently expected. It came as police evacuated an area of Moss Side in Manchester as part of a search linked to Monday's bomb attack. Police are continuing their investigation into the Manchester Arena bombing, which killed 22 people and injured 116 others. The Islamic State has claimed responsibility for a shooting that killed at least 29 Egyptian Christians. An IS-affiliated news agency has released the statement. On Friday, masked gunmen attacked two buses and a truck carrying Coptic Christians on a visit to a monastery south of the Egyptian capital, killing at least 29 people, including children. Egyptian air forces carried out six airstrikes against jihadist training camp later in retaliation for the Minya bus attack. Former U.S. National Security Advisor Zbigniew Brzezinski has died. He was 89. Brzezinski was National Security Advisor for all 4 years of Jimmy Carter's presidency. Normalization of U.S.-China ties was one of the priorities for Brzezinski. Latest figures show China's major industrial firms have posted double-digit growth in profits through the first 4 months of this year. The National Bureau of Statistics is reporting the companies have seen a nearly 25% increase in profits through the period from a year earlier. In April alone, profits of these firms are up 14% year-on-year. The foreign ministers of China and Russia have discussed measures that would counter North Korea's nuclear program. Meeting in Moscow, both Wang Yi and Sergei Lavrov have also agreed that the use of force on the peninsula will only worsen the situation. Leaders of the Group of Seven Nations have met with African heads of state and government in Italy, discussing issues like migration, development, among others. Leaders of Kenya, Ethiopia, Nigeria, Niger, and Tunisia are invited to join the talks, along with representatives from six African organizations, including the African Union, as the G7 wraps up its two-day annual summit. Holding the G7 rotating presidency in 2017, Italy is keen to have the related topics of Europe's migration crisis and African development on top of the agenda of the annual summit. Iraqi forces are pushing a fresh operation against Islamic State militants in the city of Mosul. The new push focuses on three neighborhoods at the northern edge of the old city center. Iraqi forces, backed by international coalition, have been fighting to drive out IS militants from the western side of Mosul. However, several neighborhoods, including the densely populated old city center, are still under control of the extremist militant. Mosul, 400 kilometers north of Iraq's capital Baghdad, has been under IS control since June 2014, when government forces abandoned their weapons and fled. For CRI News, I'm Wen Jie.